This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. The end of the year usually means big business for hotels, especially in Hawaii. Before the pandemic, as many as 30,000 visitors arrived every day. That dropped to fewer than 500 per day back in March. Hawaii has eased some of the restrictions the state imposed back then, and we asked one small business owner to share his story of the last year.
My name is Thomas Fairbanks, and my wife and I own the old Wailuku Inn on Maui. It's a small 10-room bed and breakfast inn, and we've been operating it for 24 years. So I've been in the hotel business for almost 50 years, and with including the last few years here that I've been retired from the hotel operations per se, but operating our own. So it's kind of my life. And my wife has made it her life too. We met in the hotels business ourselves 47 years ago. Maui is the largest, or the most successful, I should say, destination in Hawaii. And so we have this huge infrastructure to support first-class experience, a Hawaiian experience, yeah. Now I think we may be getting several hundred people arriving a day, maybe up to as many as 800, whereas in February we were receiving about 30,000 people a day. So it's a huge difference. Right now, business is very slow because of the COVID going on. So we are probably averaging 10% occupancy. Prior to the COVID was probably 80. Well, we've definitely changed our operations as far as the way we clean rooms and stuff. We don't clean rooms every day anymore now because, it's not safe for our staff. So we just do it on departure, unless they're long stays. We used to have a beautiful, huge dining room table for breakfast where everybody sat around as a group. And we had to, of course, adjust that. Now we have small little tables, and we put a lot of tables outside, little tables that people can enjoy the garden and have breakfast. But of course, we haven't needed it yet. We always have to feel hopeful, otherwise it's not worth getting up and staying, keeping the doors open. You know, a lot of our business comes from the West Coast, and looks like the Northwest is shutting down, and California, a lot of it too, I think. So we'll see. I think a lot of people want to come. It's generally a time when people like to travel, and people with money, so they don't mind, staying in hotels and things. So we'll see. We hope so.
That was Tom Fairbanks in Maui. Tell us about your economy online at marketplace.org/myeconomy.